producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Okay. The suspense is killing us here. Klaus Vaughn, what did they see?
They were just standing there on the shore and trying to take a break before walking to the car, which was 20 kilometers away or something like that. Suddenly, this sound made them to look straight to the south. And this object, 3 or 4 meters in length maybe, were flying just under 100 yards over them. They could follow it, flying over them, down to the lake, which was behind them. And when they turned around, they saw this ghost rocket turning, flying back towards them. And they were really scared because they thought, this is a missile. This has seen us.
Now, just for Americans' sake, 4 meters is a bit over 13 feet. Not large at all.
No, not large at all. I mean, it's like an ordinary ghost rocket. It was that kind of size in 1946 as well. And suddenly they see this craft not flying against them anymore. It is landing on the lake with a splash, and it's sinking with bubbles coming up from the water. And they just walk away. They think it will explode. So they walk away, and they go to the car and drive back to Stockholm, which is quite far away. But they tell the military when they are back at home, and the military starts an investigation, and they send a helicopter there, and they are really trying to see if they can find anything, but they don't. So they just leave it. They check everything. They check the radar. They check what kind of aircrafts there were in the area, if there were Swedes in the area. No, nothing at all. So now we are trying to see if we can find this ghost rocket. So we went there in 2012 and in 2014, and we have some indications that we may have seen something down in the mud that may be this ghost rocket.
I'm still so worried here and concerned about the fact that we are constantly seeing these things crash into the water. And at no time do we ever see anything recovered.
You said that there's physical indications that there's something there. Well, could you elaborate?
I mean, this ghost rocket did not crash. It landed and sank. And to me, it made sense to go and look for it, because if it's still there, it would be intact, not in pieces. So we have gone all over the lake, which was uncharted before. It's very, very shallow. It's only 4 meters deep, 4 yards deep.
Oh, man, you should be able to find something man-made in there.
Yeah, but it's very muddy, and the mud is an additional 4 meters. And that creates some problems, because this ghost rocket should have sunk immediately into the mud. And now we have used another kind of radar equipment in 2014, and then we saw something in the middle of the mud. We cannot really tell what it is. We can say it's something big, it's something that shouldn't be there, but it could be a moose, it could be reindeer that have gone through the ice and drowned and just vanished. But now we are returning with another piece of equipment that can make a 3D radar return to us, so we can see exactly what's deep inside the mud. And that is the next project that we will do this winter or next winter. It depends.
Wow, that sounds like a great episode on a cool UFO investigator show.
Yeah.
Bring a big old crane out there on a barge and start digging through the mud and pull something up.
That's very, very problematic to do that, I can tell you. It's impossible to do that. I mean, you have to go by helicopter or walk quite a distance in the woods to go there. And it's a national park. We are not even allowed to move the mud. So if we're finding something, we must deal with the authorities.
Now, the other issue here, even if you don't find a crashed ghost rocket, shouldn't there be some residue left in the water that could be measured with a sample?
Well, 25 years later.
It's quite a big lake.
Well, what about more recent cases?
Or 35 years later.
Yeah, it's even 35. And I'm not sure. I mean, if there is some sort of fuel leaking from it, of course, you can see something. But, I mean, it's a huge amount of water and a very small object. If it's nuclear, yeah, maybe then. But I don't think it's very easy to see that.
Yeah, maybe throw down some sort of device that would be able to punch a hole in it and bring up a sample of the actual material. If you could actually ID the spot, identify exactly where it is, go ahead and do some core sample type activity to try to pull some of the material up. Or
I wouldn't do that because it could be something that could answer with a big bang. No, we are not going to try to make a hole into it because we don't really know what it is.
Maybe if we put a hole in it, we might find out.
Yeah,
well, I understand your reservations there, but I'm just, it sounds so exciting, and it sounds like there's actual potential there for some sort of recovery.
It is. And this is one of two lakes that have the same kind of navigating from the ghost rocket side, landing and sinking. We have another one as well. If we are not going to find this one, we will try the other lake as well. But I do think that we can find something. I do think so.
Well, there's nothing like physical evidence to kind of set the hard-boiled debunkers back on their heels a little bit. Let's open it up a little bit here and look at the cultural differences between Scandinavia, Northern Europe, and possibly the U.S. or South America. How do you see people's perceptions in their subcultural context to be important in terms of the differences between one group of individuals in one culture and other individuals in another culture? Do you think that there's like fertile ground there sociologically to perhaps come up with a better idea of what we're dealing with based on the differences that people have and how they perceive these things?
The differences were maybe bigger if you go back in time, because all the Hollywood movies and all the literature coming from the United States have affected us so much that we are really dealing with quite the same mind frame now as in America and in Sweden in many ways. And the internet has, of course, made it even more like that. People are reading, watching YouTube, and getting their impressions not from what is written here in Sweden, but from what they are seeing and reading on the internet instead. And most of it are in English, and they are affected by that, of course. So I think the cultural differences are not as big anymore.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but it's. I think the term would be it's becoming homogenized. It's becoming all the differences are kind of being smoothed out, and we're coming up with a more of a global sense because of the internet, because of Hollywood. Yeah. Well, what are your feelings? Why do you think we even have a UFO phenomenon in the culture in terms of how people are responding to it, how it affects their beliefs? Do you think that we're dealing with something physical that has these effects, or we're dealing in terms of the importance, or is it the very fact that people believe this stuff that's important? Where do you come down on that?
I think we do not need any physical to believe in things. I mean, you can believe in God, you don't have any traces of him for that. You can believe in anything if you want. And in 1946, no one speculated in ghost rockets being extraterrestrial. There is not a single article in a Swedish newspaper or a Norwegian newspaper, except one that is really mocking the ghost rockets, telling they may be from Mars. That's the only article during 1946.
Let's do the break here. Let's go into that sort of speculation and more. We've got Klaus Vaughn, looking at ghost rockets from the end of World War II to the present day. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime Hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So, Klaus Vaughn, let me ask you about that. And that is that early on, we weren't talking about spaceships. Now, is it possible here that the spaceship talk was something that was more or less generated by the speculation here in the States?
Yeah, I think so. I think we imported that, as many other things, from the United States. And During the 1950s, the Swedish military had personnel that worked full-time just to investigate UFOs as a threat, as something that were a bona fide threat to Sweden. They, of course, didn't believe they were aliens, but they were aware of people believing they were aliens. And I think we need that belief. It's something that humanity really are in need of, because of we don't want to be alone in the universe. We want there to be other beings like us, or at least a little like us out there. I do think that we are not alone in the universe, but can they travel here? I'm not sure at all.
Or would they, even if they could?
Yeah, I mean, it's too late. If they are here, it may be too late to turn around. So,
well, the whole belief in aliens, I think there's kind of a reverse angle here as well. I think we have to have a belief in something out there in order to justify or motivate us to get off planet before the sun goes supernova or we get hit by an asteroid. It's almost like the dandelion waiting for the wind of opinion to blow, so that, or belief to blow, so that all the little seedlings can go out into the cosmos and spread the gene pool and spread our genetic material out there before the Earth is some sort of anecdote in galactic history.
Yeah, I mean, if you were young in the 1970s, I was, you will remember that really no one believed in life out there on other planets. Frank Drake was one of the first radio astronomers to really try to listen for messages and sending things out there. He was alone. People were laughing at him. Nobody believed that there were Earths like ours out there. But now everyone does.
Oh, yeah, we know for sure.
Yeah, everyone. So things have really changed so much that ETs coming here is not far-fetched to our minds anymore.
Right. Well, what do you think of this latest news story of finding this strange anomaly around a fairly close by star that appears to be something, some would speculate, something artificial?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing we know, it's an anomaly. It's something there, probably a planet. The rest is pure speculation, and there is not a shred of evidence that it's made of anything else than just rocks.
Well, if you read the headlines online, boy, a lot of people are trying to pump it up to be something that it's very sensational, shall we say.
Yeah, I mean, I've been reading and writing about it myself, and my son is a journalist. He's also is writing about it, and we have tried to find anything that really is saying that this is not just a rock, but there is no evidence for it at all, nothing. It's just talk.
Well, what about this emerging sense in the United States? People like Richard Dolan and others have suggested that we have some sort of secret space program or a breakaway civilization that has leapt forward by leaps and bounds in the black world, if you will, the private sector, and that we have this this exalted technology already perfected. First of all, what do you think? And then second of all, what do you think Europeans think of this type of thinking?
If there were such a thing like a black space program for going on for years and years, Russia and China would, of course, know about it, and would they keep quiet? I'm not so sure. I think it would have leaked from China and Russia before from the United States. I've spoken to very many astronauts and cosmonauts and spent quite a lot of time with some of the Apollo astronauts as well, and they have nothing to say in that direction. And even I met with Ed Mitchell for a full day in Switzerland, and he's a believer. Really, he's a UFO believer, and he was born in Roswell, New Mexico. And he says to me that no one, not a single astronaut, has seen anything in space that is remotely like a UFO. I don't think there is so much hidden from us. I went to Houston a couple of years ago, combed through the NASA archives, trying to find pictures from the moon that were telling some different stories. People are saying that they were screened by UFOs and such things. I couldn't find anything. No, I don't think there is a black hidden space program. There's not a shred of evidence for that. It says a lot about America, I think, a lot about what people tend to believe in.
Wishful thinking.
Yeah, very much so, very much.
So do you think that's a point of view that's commonly held in Europe and elsewhere outside of the U.S., or Do you think it, do you still have a conspiratorial, I guess, strata within the culture that that accepts that as a possibility?
I mean, conspiracy theories are common here in Europe as well. I've written books about conspiracies, and I've studied a lot of those people believing in them and creating them as well. And there is a wave, you can say, now, through the internet mostly, that you can believe in whatever you want, and you don't believe in authorities. Authorities are your enemy because they are doing the bad things, and they are taking your money, and they are doing things like that. So
you don't buy into David Icke thinking that reptilians are ruling the world, and the Queen of England does ritual blood sacrifice with nubile babies or that sort of thing.
Not really. I think Queen Elizabeth is not that good looking anymore as she was from the beginning.
Yes, I drink it. Yeah. Okay. Well, where do you see this whole field of ufology going? We've been lamenting the fact that it seems to be withering on the vine, and as the older generation passes on, we're just the younger folks aren't as motivated as maybe people that grew up in the 40s and 50s. Do you see any hope for the type of approach that you're taking and the type of approach that I'm trying to take, which is, you know, getting hard data, doing the kind of research into these, subjects that needs to be done. Do you think there's any hope? Do you think everybody's just going to abdicate themselves into belief, or do you think there's going to be a generation of real hard workers? They're using some elbow grease, as they say.
Yeah, what most people really don't are aware of is that there are two different kinds of ufology, one that you see on TV and one that is doing the hard work and not on TV and programs like this. I have contact with hundreds of people that are doing the hard work like UFO Sweden does. They are not seen in media at all. They are very good. They are very, very neutral, hardworking, trying to find the answer, guys and girls. But, as you say, not many new, younger ones are going that way. They are usually interested in reading and seeing stuff on the internet, and they look at UFOs as some kind of pastime interest. And, it's a difficult time. I hope that we are educating people here in Sweden as much as we can so we can find those new ones. And we have quite a few.
I want to get into something about that in a moment in our next segment with Klaus Fahn, with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turned to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. MonitorBlockitPocket.com. Or, will you forget?
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, this is John Burroughs, one of the witnesses to the Rendlesham UFO incident. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
One of the things that we lament here in the States is that when you attend a UFO conference, Klaus Fahn, more than likely the vast majority of people there are in our age group, rather than the young people. They're not going to UFO conventions. They're going to Comic-Con.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. But they're also going out on the internet reading about UFOs. I wrote a piece on my newspaper's website just a couple of weeks ago. It was viewed by 105,000 readers. It was a film clip and it was a story. And that's a lot of people for us in Sweden. It's one of the five most viewed articles and film clips in the history of our newspaper. It was about UFOs. So people are really interested if it's good information. And it's information about things that are not just reptilians and stuff like conspiracies and things like that. So there's a huge interest. But people are not going to conventions. They're not going to meetings. They're not going out as much as before. They are sitting in front of their computers doing their stuff.
Well, that's good to know. It looks like a lot of people do research these days online. They don't really sit down and actually do research. I read one popular book. I won't mention the author, but we're talking about something that's really high up on the New York Times bestseller list. And there's a statement from the two authors that they thank the internet for being able to check all these books online, through Google Books, I presume, from the comfort of their home offices. They don't go out and do research. They just copy-paste.
Yeah. I mean, it's good and not good. I mean, it's very good to have all this information at your fingertips. That's great. I don't have to go all across the world to find things. But of course, you must go around the world to do some sort of research, to really do the hard work with your boots on. No, I think people should do that. They should leave their houses to meet the witnesses, to go to the archives and dig for themselves.
So you can't just out of their armchairs.
Right, you can't just call up the witnesses on the phone or Skype.
We do that, but if it's interesting enough, we go there. I had an observation coming into UFO Sweden this year. It was made in 2010, but they reported it this year. It's the other end of Sweden. But I went there because it was so interesting, because I wanted to meet with the witnesses eye to eye, to go to the very, very place where it happened, to see for myself, to get a feeling, how high were the trees? Was it possible to see it doing like that? And so on and so on. You must do that.
Yeah. Boy, I did back in the 90s. I put 300,000 miles on my truck in less than 6 years.
Wow. The transmission shop down the street just loved him for all that business.
Yeah. You got it, you know, you got to talk the talk, I guess, but you also have to walk the walk, and you have to put in the time. I mean, it's, you know, face-to-face encounters, on-site investigations, actually walking through the site with people. There's no substitute for that. You can't do that on the phone. You can't do that through an email. You can't do it on Skype. It just doesn't work that way. Soon it will be more effective to at least utilize that tool in our tool bag, because there are some cases that are too far away. We're dealing with limited budgets here, and, you know, if I have to travel 250, 300 miles, and I've got a busy life, that's going to be difficult. But, you know, I'm semi-retired now from all that. I put in my work in the trenches, and I'm just lamenting the fact that we don't have more motivated young people that are willing to actually do the work in a proper fashion and in a real complete fashion. I think it's really important for us older set individuals to attempt somehow to motivate the up and coming generation to, you know, really, you know, take the baton and keep toting that thing around the track.
Yeah.
And we are going around a track. It seems like we're going around in circles most of the time. But, you know, three steps forward, two steps back.
One other thing you really do have to bring your own legs to do is to go to find those stuff for the archives. I mean, we are saving books and files all the time, mostly from Europe, but also from America. I go to England every year. I drive 8,000 miles for in 1 week, going around England, saving 4,000 pounds every year of stuff to bring back to the archives. I've done so for the last 15 years. You cannot just call people and say, can you send it to me? They won't do it. You must go there. You must get to learn them. You must get to know them.
One question then that arises, what about coordination with other UFO organizations? Again, here in the States, you know, we have a lot of backbiting. One organization doesn't like another. There are personality conflicts. Do you reach out to UFO research organizations around Europe and other parts of the world to share information?
Yeah, we do that. And I visited the Finnish UFO research organization when they had a meeting in Tallinn in Estonia a couple of weeks ago. I went there and gave a speech to them, and we had a couple of hours sitting down. We work together with Norway and Denmark, of course, as much as we can. But we also work together with loads of other people and organizations all around the world, all the time, especially through the AFU, the archives, because we are so dependent on sharing information with them to get new information to us, and we do that all the time.
Now, you've been at it for a long time. Chris and I have been at it for an awful long time. Do you feel at any point here that we'll ever get a real answer, or is this the kind of quest that's just going to go on and on from generation to generation with no end?
There's two answers to that, really. I mean, if I look back in 1974 when I started, I know so much more today. So I've got so many answers the last 40 years, but not every answer, of course. There will always be some cases, some stories, some happenings that will be unanswered always. That's the way we are dealing with human beings. So
that's the way we're wired.
yeah. So I think we will have work to do in 100 years from now as well.
Yeah, we need something to motivate us to keep us working, so we can't get all the answers or we wouldn't bother looking.
No. Well, maybe that's what the phenomenon is here for, to spur us on.
It may be like that if you're thinking in that direction, of course, yeah. And it may be so that we need this for our own sake. If it's a phenomenon or not, it really doesn't matter. We need it anyway.
Indeed, and we always have to hope that it will have an end game, or maybe it's going to morph into the next cultural phenomenon.
Yeah, I mean, something will happen, of course. It's been happening since 1896. It's been transforming in our minds, maybe in the physical sense as well. It's very hard to tell sometimes.
Now, well, returning back to Ghost Rockets very quickly, and we have one more segment after this, so this has just flown away. It's gotten past us. The show has moved so fast. And that is, do we have some photographs of Ghost Rockets we could look at?
There is only one picture of a Ghost Rocket, and that is not of a Ghost Rocket. But it's the only picture taken in 1946. And it was taken by a man in Uppsala, north of Stockholm. And it was published all over the world. It's just a streak of light in the sky. It was taken in broad daylight, and it was seen by hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands and thousands of people. And it was a daylight meteor.
Okay, it was a daylight meteor, so it wasn't a ghost rocket at all.
No, but the only one really published as a ghost rocket after.
Now, that's, of course, what the skeptics will assert here, that after all these years, we only have a small number of UFO photos that may or may not pass muster. Most are just streaks in the sky or things easily faked. Where is the solid evidence to go on? For the large part, it's mostly anecdotal. And we have the same sightings or similar sightings year after year. Where do we get to the next step? And how do you prove to skeptics that there's a real phenomenon and just not people making things up or seeing conventional objects in unusual circumstances? The answer will come in our next segment with Klaus Vaughn and Gene and Chris. You're in
The Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeCig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Micah Hanks of the Graylin Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
The typical skeptic's argument, Klaus, what's your response?
I think we must ask ourselves, why isn't there more very good pictures of UFOs? Everyone is carrying with them a camera in their pocket today. Everyone.
And the quality of the cameras is superb. I just saw one article comparing the new iPhone 6S camera with high-end 4K digital single-lens reflex cameras.
Yeah.
And except for really extreme circumstances, it's almost as good. You can make movies with it, commercial movies.
Yeah, it's incredible, really. And we should get very, very good pictures. I mean, look back in the 1950s. George Adamski, Daniel Fry, all of those guys, they took pictures of crafts in the sky. It was not a problem seeing them. Now we're getting pictures of dots of light that we are hard to find in the picture.
Yeah, but those things were garbage cans. Or
yeah, of course. I mean, but they were good pictures. I mean,
excellent pictures of garbage cans, or if you're just holding an object in the air. Perfect.
Yeah.
Of course, now we have CGI. We don't need to have the object held by the wire anymore. They just use the wires now for people who appear in superhero TV shows.
To me, this says that the real UFO phenomenon is very, very scarce. There may be a couple of cases in a country like Sweden every year that we're not able to find a solution to. So taking pictures of it is, of course, not very easy to do. I think we are dealing with some sort of a phenomenon that may have its solution, some unusual natural phenomenon for a part. Some of it may be military, that we don't know, and some of it we still do not have any solution to. I mean, I've been investigating ball lightning. It's one of those very strange, bona fide scientific enigmas we have to deal with. And the ball lightning can be so strange that you cannot distinguish it between the UFO or this really scientific enigma.
Let me ask you another question here related to this, and that is, in our discussions here on the Paracast, we quite often look for relationships between UFOs and other phenomena.
Mm.
We talk about Bigfoot and other events,
yes.
Strange creatures. Do you feel there's any connection with any of this, or do UFOs stand by themselves?
If we look at the aliens, if I call them that. I mean, I cannot see any difference between people who are seeing aliens, Virgin Mary, trolls, I mean, other creatures. It's really in the mind of the beholder what they are deciphering, what they are seeing, what they are calling what they are seeing. So there is a connection, but maybe on a level that's inside our minds more than outside the minds of you. I mean, I've been inside a church when one of those apparitions appeared with 2,000 people there and me, and many of them saw Virgin Mary appear in the church. I couldn't see her. I may
Wait a minute. That's a very important point. I wanted to bring that up. The fact is here that you can put a bunch of people in the same place and not everyone sees what's there. Certainly you think that if it's a physical aircraft, they would all see it if they have you know, normal vision and they're looking in the right place.
Mm. And that's what happens when you see a ghost rocket. If there are five people looking, they all see it. It's not a discussion about they have seen it afterwards. So that is also one of the aspects of the ghost rockets that make me think of it as a physical phenomenon. Seeing Virgin Mary is something completely different. And so many people saw her, and some of them took pictures of her as well, that the pictures were of other things. I could see, I could tell them what they were afterwards. But at the moment it happened, everyone believed that she was there.
But not everyone sees it. What are they seeing, or are they seeing anything external?
Well, it's the power of belief. I mean, the mind can confabulate all sorts of things. If the sense of belief and the willfulness is strong enough, you're able to manifest all kinds of things in your brain, even possibly in reality. That's why I think a lot of these phenomenal events, the actual event is real, but we put the details, we fill in the blanks, create the wondrousness of it. It's almost like a blank canvas flying through the air or walking through the woods, and then we are the ones that put the sketch on it based on our preconceived programming, culturally, you know, the things that we want to believe. There's this symbiotic relationship with the phenomenon that this potential connection does not get looked at, in my view.
Because we human beings need to make the world understandable, and we are not made to deal with the unknown, because if we are walking around the world that we doesn't understand, it will make us crazy in the end. So we need to put things together, even if they are not for real. I work quite a lot with witness psychologists and looked at police surveillance cameras during a bank robbery. And when you interview the witnesses, the police investigator tells me sometimes they think that they have mixed up the bank robbery with another bank robbery, because what you see on the screen and what you hear from the witness are so different that they must be two different occasions. But they are not, because they are people under pressure. They see things that they do not really see for real.
You wonder then, when you go into a court of law and you convict people of serious crimes like robbery, murder, based on eyewitness testimony, and mostly eyewitness testimony, that's thoroughly, thoroughly unreliable. If you don't have proper forensic evidence, you can have really a lot of people convicted for things they didn't do.
There are so many examples in the United States that DNA has shown that the verdict was wrong.
That, of course, takes us back to the Innocence Project, which is a non-profit organization that takes on a number of cases every year where they feel that somebody was wrongly convicted of something.
Yeah.
That also goes to the problem in getting proper UFO evidence, because if we're dealing with something that, number one, is seen unexpectedly, so people aren't prepared to see it, there is a lot of distortion in the eyewitness accounts who may have these rare events where things are happening, but people either see it or don't see it or see something different. And getting down to an objective phenomenon, I don't know. Klaus Vaughn, would you tell our listeners again where they can get more information about the documentary and also check out UFO Sweden?
They can go to ufo.se, which is our Swedish website with also some English web pages. And you can go to afu.se, archivesfortheunexplained.se, where you can find the, in English, information about the largest archives in the world about UFOs and the paranormal. That's the main page, is on the Ghost Rocket Facebook site, which I recommend. It's also in English. There is a lot of information about the Ghost Rocket film and about the research.
There's a way to go. You can find us, by the way. We hang out at Twitter. If you go for The Paracast, look for The Paracast on Twitter. Join the thousands and thousands of people who are following us. And you know what? I might follow you if I feel up to it that week. Okay? Kind of crazy about that. I'm not nuts about Twitter. You know, we got to be on there. But I'm not a big Twitter fan. We also have two Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. I think one's a club, one's a group. Never the twain shall meet. If we merge them, one disappears. I'd rather have two watering holes, hoping that you'll join one of them. We also have our second radio show that we do each and every week, now coming up to almost a year, after the Paracast. And sometimes it's a wrap-up of this show, color commentary, anything that comes to mind. Sometimes with a guest, we'll finish the interview on After the Paracast when we run out of time. And we featured a lot of people there, such as Micah Hanks has been on recently. Really, really fascinating show, but it's only available if you subscribe to After the Paracast, and here's what you do. You go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. We also offer the ad-free version of this show, higher quality audio, a little bit higher quality, so you can hear Klaus Vaughn just perfectly, Chris O'Brien just perfectly, I Never Change. And we offer it for a modest monthly, annual, five-year, and now lifetime subscription. That means for the rest of our natural lives, you can be a member of the Paracast Plus. We also give away free e-books for long-term subscriptions of 1 year or more. These are books written by Chris O'Brien. He's generously donated. That offer is limited. He's going to call me one day and say, you know, Gene, I can't give up all that money. So we've got to give. But if you go to plus.theparacast.com, you'll find out about it. Klaus Vaughn, glad to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Thanks a lot. It was a nice 2 hours.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.